This is Billy Broom and the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, and we're talking about his first coming. You know, there's four Gospels. Matthew, Mark, and Luke all tell stories, the truth, give true accounts, of course, of his annunciation, of his being born, of the baby Jesus, but John does not. John gives the look of a God being made flesh, the God being made flesh. And John begins his gospel like this. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then verse 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt or tabernacled among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And then John gives us an account of the first miracle of Jesus. John chapter 2, verse 1. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, they have no wine. And Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. Now we're going to go back to that verse. But before we do, we're going to go down to verse 11. Have you got verse 11 there? What did he do, first of all? What did Jesus do at that wedding? You remember?
Yes.
He turned the water into wine.
He turned the water into wine. And verse 11 then, read that, Brandon.
This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana in Galilee and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him.
What did he do?
He manifested his glory.
He manifested forth his glory. In that working of miracles, the very first miracle he did, his glory was manifested. The glory of God was manifested. Now, I want to go to chapter 2 and verse 4. Jesus said unto his mother, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. Now, let's go to John chapter 7 and verse 6. His brothers were trying to get him to go up to Jerusalem. Really, they said, go up there and announce who you are. They didn't believe in him. Then Jesus said unto them, verse 6, my hour, my time is not yet come. And then in verse 8, my time is not yet full come. In other words, he'd started, but it hadn't full come. And now go down to verse 30. Then they sought to take him, but no man laid hands on him, because his hour was not yet come. So here we see in Jesus' life, mine hour is not yet come, mine hour is not yet come, mine hour is not yet full come. Go to chapter 8 and verse 20. These words spoke Jesus in the treasury as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. Now we're going to go to John 12:23. And Jesus answered them, saying, the hour is come. He knew when it was not come, and he knew when it did come. And look at that verse, what it says, guys. And Jesus answered them, saying, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be what? Glorified. The hour has come when that glory must show. And then chapter 13, verse 1. Now when the feast of the Passover, this is the last Passover, you know, he's the Passover lamb. This is going to be the week that he's offered up. Now when the feast of the Passover, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father. So there were times when he didn't know. Remember, he came as a man, led and operating by the Holy Ghost. And there are times when he only knew, mine hour is not yet come. Mine hour is not yet come. Mine hour is not yet come. But then he said, the hour has come. Praise the Lord. So he prays. Jesus prays in John chapter 17. These words spoke Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. And what does he ask for? Glorify your Son, that your Son may also glorify you.
I think it's interesting, Mimi, before we clicked back on radio, how he was glorified, but just as we go from
glory to glory,
Jesus,
yes,
requested another level, which was the glory the foundation of the world.
Exactly right. When he came as a baby, those angels said, glory to God in the highest. We beheld his glory.
Right.
You asked me that question before while we were off the air. When John said we beheld his glory, did he mean just
a specific time? Right.
But actually, the glory of God is the Spirit of God.
Right.
And that glory of God, the Spirit of God, was on him. But then it became more and more and more evident. And look what kind of glorification he asked for here.
Right.
He said, now here's something too. He's the head, we're the body.
Right.
He said, Father, the hour's come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son may glorify you. In order that.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, he could not give full glory to God unless God did something for him. And I see that in this church. We're going to be a glorious church. And before we go out of here, God's going to have to do something for us
to glorify us
with a greater degree of glory.
That's, you know, Andrew Murray, he always says this, and it's always rung in me. He said, Christ is not only our Redeemer and Savior, but he's also our forerunner and example.
Exactly. And here, look at that. The hour has come. He knew it. I believe the church is going to know that the hour has come. And that's why we're going to have these meetings up in Collinsville. We're going to start them. And the reason we're having them is the Lord gave to me a revelation of the glory and the glorious church. That is the point of the whole book of Ephesians. There will be a glorious church. He's preparing this glorious church to present to himself. That's why we named it when I got this revelation. It's still the foundation of our, it's still the foundation of our whole ministry, that church in Collinsville, where Pastor Lee is the senior pastor, and of course we're Chip, and he's an associate pastor. And so the Lord has put it on my mind, my heart, the hour has come. 2014, the church needs to don glory. The church needs to put on the Holy Spirit and come on up to a higher degree of the manifestation of God. And so we're going to have this meeting, and we're going to just give ourselves to, I'm going to teach in the place where the revelation came. I'm going to teach, and I'm going to believe God to give it back and to bring more. So we'll be teaching sessions Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday afternoon.
January 2nd.
January 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Teaching sessions, Thursday at 7, Friday at 7, Saturday, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Sunday, 10 o'clock in the morning, and 6 o'clock in the evening. At least 5 sessions. And we're going to like we're going to go into these things and this manifest, this we're calling it revealing the glory. And actually, Brandon, we didn't even have a name for this. And he was sitting over here a while ago. And we said, we got to have a name. We're going to announce a meeting here on the radio. And he just popped up, revealing the glory. I believe God gave you that name just like he gave angels give the name of children.
Amen. I received that.
And so that's going to be at 915 North 19th Street, Collinsville, Oklahoma. You can call 1-800-972-3447 and get information. Or you can call 918-371-4589. 918-371-4589. Now look what God said here. Jesus said, the hour has come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son may glorify you. He's going to glorify the church that we may glorify him. And Jesus said, Father, now glorify. I like this too. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which you gave me to do. The church has to finish the work he gave us to do. That brings glory to the Father. And then now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested your name. So give me that greater degree of glory that he left. He laid aside that greater degree of glory and entered in this earth realm. But now I need it again. And then he prayed, going over in verse 20, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which believe on me through their word, that they all may be one. As thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that you they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And the glory which you gave me I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. So there's something about our revealing to the world the glory of God. That's what's going to speak to the world. When the church manifests his presence and manifests his glory, sometimes the church can come off sounding really mean. And we do preach about things, and we do say what's right, and we do say what's wrong. But there was a woman who recently came into being a Christian, and she had a very liberal background, very liberal political background. And all of her associates all around her were leftist, and they were atheist even. And never gave a thought to God. Then she met someone who went to church, and she started going, and she became born again. But what reached her was not the meanness, not the hatefulness in the voice of the church, saying, oh, this is bad, everything bad. But it was the love of God. And what's going to reach this world is the glory of God, the manifest presence on the church. And that we see in the book of Ephesians. We're going to be a glorious church. Our faces are going to shine. Remember, Jesus performed a miracle. Performed. And it manifested his glory. We're going to be performing miracles. And they'll manifest his glory to the glory of God the Father.